video first.
Thanks.
婴儿的哭声,
so this is the birth of a baby.
它是全世界不需要翻译的语言。
The crying of a baby, you really don't need translation.
全世界最通用的语言。
It is the most common language in the world.
每一个人来到这个世界上都会讲的语言。
So everybody who comes to this world, they all know this language.
我可以更仔细地说一点，就是很多的母亲。
And I would say more that all the mothers know this language. And all the mothers in the world has a common thing. And they are the angel that God gives us for everybody who comes to this world. God gives us an angel. This angel, God gives it to everybody.
One, 很公平的，每一个女子哈，在她孩子来之前，她是小姐。
So it's fair. Everybody, every lady before she has a baby. She's a miss.
一旦生了孩子，她就是妈妈了。And
once she gives birth to a baby, she's a mother.
所以母亲节，请你们再听一次那个你的孩子出生的时候那个哭声。So
for all the mothers on Mother's Day, you're going to hear again the baby's crying.
今天我们要庆祝母亲节。So
we are going to celebrate Mother's Day today.
通常呢，我们会在圣经里面找一位典范哈，母亲的典范。
So usually we'll find a model mother in the Bible.
但我也听说很多人讲说，其实不必要，因为母亲节就是母亲节嘛。So
a lot of people say it's really not necessary. Mother's Day is Mother's Day.
但不管怎么样，今天我要跟大家介绍一个在圣经里面很重要的一个母亲。But
regardless, I'm going to tell you about a very important mother in the Bible.
她就是耶稣的母亲玛利亚。And
that is Jesus' mother, Maria.
我们去低头祷告。We'll
pray.
主，我们谢谢你，你在耶稣的身上彰显你的大能。And
dear Lord, we thank you because you show your great power in Jesus.
你把这样的一个巨大的责任交给玛利亚。And
you give Maria this great duty.
主耶稣，今天我们来看看玛利亚到底有什么样的地方是值得我们来学习的。So
we'll see from Maria. From her, we'll see what we should learn.
因为我们要知道主，你的心意到底是如何。So
we know your will.
与我们同在，保守孩子的口。And
please be with us and bless the speaker's mouth.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。And
we pray in Jesus' name, Amen.
玛利亚这个字呢，在希腊文里面，它是在希腊文里面。 它是这个玛利亚这个字是很早就出现的。So
in the Greek, in the New Testament in Greek, the name Maria has appeared a long time ago.
人们可以把这个名字追溯到希伯来语言里面。And
we can trace it back all the way back to Hebrew.
或者是亚兰文里面都可以。Or
Aramaic.
它意思就是苦涩的意思。And
its meaning is pain.
苦涩这个字，当我查的时候，我就大出我的意料之外。And
I was really surprised when I see it means pain.
它不是什么祝福啦，什么美善啊，美丽啊，都不是。It's
not a nice word. It's not a really nice blessing kind of word.
它的一生 真是充满了苦涩。
And in the life of Maria, I mean, there is a lot of pain in her.
我们很快看一下玛利亚她的一生。
So we're going to look at the life of Maria.
她为什么苦呢？
Why is she pained?
第一个，她还没有出嫁就怀了孕。
And at first, of course, before she was married, she became pregnant.
当然，天使跟她讲说她要从圣灵怀孕。
Of course, there was an angel who told her she will be, the Spirit would come upon her.
但假如她不是一个认识上帝的人，这个事情对她来讲是很难接受的。
Of course, if she doesn't know God, if she doesn't know the Lord, it will be a really difficult thing.
这是一种莫名其妙的一种苦。
It's really an unspeakable pain.
我又要接受圣灵的怀孕，但是我又要活在这个世上。
So she is going to receive a pregnancy from the Holy Spirit, but she has to live in this world.
她要怎么样跟她的未婚夫约瑟来说呢？
So what is she going to tell her fiance? Joseph.
然后这是一种苦。
And that is a kind of pain.
然后第二种苦呢，就是她怀孕的时候有危险。
And the second kind of pain is that her life is in danger.
因为按照犹太人的习惯，要是还没有结婚就怀孕的话，她是会被石头丢石头打死的。
Because in the Jewish tradition, if she is pregnant before she gets married, she can be stoned to death.
而拿起石头来丢她把她打死的第一个人就是约瑟。
And the first one who pick up a stone and stone her,would be her fiancé Joseph.
就这是一个有生命危险的一个怀孕。
And of course, it is a life-threatening pregnancy.
第三个，当他知道他的孩子将来要死在十字架上的时候。
And the third kind of pain is that when she knows that her son will be crucified in the future.
身为一个母亲，实在很难接受。
And of course, being a mother, it's hard to accept it.
她没有办法帮助耶稣让他免于上十字架。
And she cannot help Jesus, her son, to escape from this destiny.
当耶稣被钉十字架的时候。
And when he is nailed on the cross,
他远远地看着那个耶稣挂在十字架上面。
And she saw Jesus on the cross.
更苦了。
And it's a terrible pain.
为什么神要把耶稣交给他，然后又从他那边取走呢？
So why did God give her Jesus, gave her a son, and then took it away?
另外一种苦就是她挺着大肚子旅行。
And the next kind of pain is that she was pregnant and she has to travel.
玛利亚她在生孩子的时候，她要回到她自己的户籍地，要去报户口。
And she has to go back to the land of her ancestry, for the census.
路上产期重了，她就必须夜宿一个旅馆，但是旅馆里面住满了人。
And the due day came, and she has to find a sort of a hotel, it was full. There was no room for her.
然后她必须把儿子降在一个臭臭的一个马槽里。
And she has to give birth to a stable.
当她生产的时候
，When she gave birth,
她用力的呼吸
，And she breathed hard.
吸的都是很臭很臭很臭的空气。
And she breathed in all the stench.
这是另外一种苦。
And that is pain.
还有一个苦是很难说的。
And that is another kind of pain. It's kind of hard to say.
因为她常常搞不清楚她到底是妈妈还是耶稣是神。
And it was sort of like she doesn't know, you know, being a, she is mother, she treat Jesus as God.
理智上他知道，但是到底是妈妈大还是耶稣大
？So of course she knows she's the mother, but should the mother lead or Jesus leads?
在迦拿的婚宴那里
，and in the wedding banquet in Cana,
这妈妈说，吩咐这些所有的佣人听耶稣说的，耶稣怎么吩咐他们就怎么做。
And the mother told all the servants.Do whatever Jesus tells you to do.
当妈妈需要帮忙的时候，却要求这个儿子去帮忙。
So when a mother needs help, she has to ask help from her son.
她就在那个中间觉得很苦。
And she's sort of in the middle. And it's kind of pain.
因为耶稣是从圣灵， 耶稣是圣灵感孕在玛利亚身上。
So the Spirit came upon Maria and she was pregnant.
这是前所未有的。
And this is, it hasn't before in history.
历史以历代以来很多高龄产妇。
So in history, there are a lot of mothers who became pregnant, well, women who became pregnant when they are older.
或者是很多的妇女她很久不能怀孕。
Or a lot of women who cannot get, have a baby for a long time.
但是不管怎么样，一旦她怀孕了，就是有一个爸爸。
But of course, when finally she became pregnant, there was always a father.
但是这个玛利亚却没有这个爸爸，就是她是从圣灵感孕。
So Jesus and Maria, her baby did not have a father because she was pregnant from the Holy Spirit.
在我看玛利亚的时候，我就一直在想，上帝为什么拣选玛利亚做这个事情？
So when I looked at Maria, I wonder how God chose Maria.
这跟玛利亚她的属灵的状况很有关系。
And I think it has a lot to do with the spiritual character in Maria.
第一个，她常常留意上帝的作为。
And first, and she always knows, and he observed what God is doing.
然后他会在心里面常常想。
And he kept it in her, and she pondered.
好，圣灵要让玛利亚怀孕。
And the Spirit came upon Maria.
所以天使跟玛利亚说，出于神的话，没有一句不带能力的。
And the angel told her, for nothing is impossible with God.
他就立刻回答说，我是主的侍女，请愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
And she immediately answered, I am the Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
假如这个情况发生在你的身上，你会怎么想？
So if this happens to you, what are you going to think?
这让我想到很多的现代的人说，我的身体我自己管。
And a lot of people nowadays, and they say, my body is my body.
所以我要这个打掉我的胎儿就是我的控制。
If I don't want a baby, it is my control. It's my idea.
玛利亚却说，我是主的侍女，祈愿照你的话成就在我的身上。
But Maria said, I am Lord's servant. May it be to me as you have said.
这里面有一个很重要的人物就是约瑟。
And there was another person that's very important here. That's Joseph.
假如天使只有跟玛利亚讲，没有跟约瑟讲的话，这个事情好像不太完满。
So if the angel only told Maria but not Joseph, this doesn't seem fair.
所以天使很怜悯的跑去跟约瑟讲话。
So the angel also had mercy on Joseph. So the angel came to Joseph too.
他主动的来到约瑟的前面，跟约瑟证明一件事情。
And the angel came to Joseph and testified.
他证实说，主的使者在约瑟的梦中向他显现，然后玛利亚所怀的胎是从圣灵感孕而来的。
And he told Joseph in a dream that Maria's pregnancy is from the Holy Spirit.
这下子约瑟有麻烦了。
And trouble comes to Joseph.
但约瑟醒了以后，他该怎么做呢？
But when Joseph woke up, what is he going to do?
他就遵照主使者的吩咐，把妻子接过来。
So he follows the command from the angel of God and took Mary home as his wife.
圣经里面没有讲说他把玛利亚娶过来。
In the Bible, it didn't say he married Maria.
他把她接过来。
He said he just took Maria home.
没有跟她同房。
And they didn't have relationship.
天使对他说，大卫的子孙不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子来，她叫玛利亚，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的，她将要生一个儿子，你要给他取名叫耶稣，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Okay, in the Bible it says, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife.Because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you ought to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
我刚刚说过，玛利亚把很多事情都放在心里面，常常想。
I told you just earlier that Maria keeps a lot of things in her, and she ponders and treasures in her heart.
当天使跟她讲的时候， 他就把他这个事情放在心里面，常常想这是什么意思？天使为什么跟他问安
？And when the angel told her about this, and she was pondering this, she treasures it in her heart, and she was wondering what kind of greeting would that be.
在路加福音二章十九节，他说，玛利亚却把这一切的事情存在心里面，反复思想。
In Luke 2:19, it says, "But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart."
然后到最后，他就从他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺服他们。这是讲的耶稣哈，他母亲把这一切的事都存在心里面。
And later on, and we're talking about Jesus now, and Jesus went back to Nazareth with his parents, and again it says.But his mother treasured all these things in her heart.
耶稣降生以后，圣灵告诉他，告诉玛利亚，要把这孩子带到埃及去。
So when after Jesus was born, and the Holy Spirit told Maria, they have to take Jesus to Egypt.
这需要很大的信心。
It takes a lot of faith.
不是天使才刚刚跟他讲说，这个孩子将来要成为王吗
？But then the Holy Spirit just said.This baby is going to be king in the future.
要成为救世主吗
？It's going to be the savior.
怎么一出生就要逃难呢
？Why he was just born and he has to escape from people.
而且还要生在这个马槽里面。
And he had to be born in a manger.
这哪里像一个王呢
？And does that look like a king to you?
玛利亚把这些事情都放在心里面。
But Maria treasured up all these things in her heart.
她常常看耶稣的一些点点滴滴。
So she always observed Jesus, what she does, what she did.
在耶稣降生的时候
，When Jesus was born,
天上有天使天君来报佳音，对不对
？There's a great company says a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels and praised God.
有三位东方的博士来向耶稣献礼物
，And there were three wise men from the east, and they came and gave some gifts to Jesus.
这三个礼物是什么呢
？And what are those three gifts?
是黄金、乳香跟没药。
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
博士们向耶稣献的第一个礼物是黄金。
So the three wise men they gave the first gift was gold.
在古代这个近东的这一代，包括耶稣出生之后这些犹太人。
So at in the ancient times, including the Jews in Middle East,
都认为黄金代表的是。王者的尊贵或者国王的身份
，and gold represents kings, royalty.
这些来献祭的人、献礼物的人，他们真正的是把耶稣看成是国王出生。
So when they gave gold to Jesus, they really consider him king.
而且不但是犹太人的王，也是他们的王，所以他们来献礼物。
And for the wise man, it's not just a Jewish king, but it's also their king.
因为他们相信只有王配得。黄金的礼物
，because they know only God deserves gold.
第二个礼物是乳香
，the second present it was frankincense.
乳香是一种树上出来的一种油脂，很香的。
So, frankincense is a sort of a sap or resin from a tree.
在所罗门王的时代，乳香就可以在会幕里面来献祭用。
In the time of Solomon.Frankincense is used in the tabernacle for sacrifice.
因为乳香主要是用在敬拜上面
and in worship,
让献祭的过程里面充满了香味
and during the sacrifice, it is all scented. It was a scent.
在以色列人的心中
and in the heart in Israeli people,
乳香代表对神的一种崇敬
and frankincense represents a worship to God.
所以这些博士他们来的时候。把耶稣看成是神来敬拜。
So the wise men when they came and they considered Jesus a God.
所以他们献上这个乳香。
So they gave him frankincense.
这两个都 OK.
But these two things are all right.
有一个博士来献上没药。
And there was a wise man who gave Jesus myrrh.
没药本身它有一个止血的作用。
Myrrh is a sort of drug. It can stop bleeding.
埃及人他们用没药来裹尸
and the Egyptians they use myrrh to embalm a body.
同样的，犹太人他们也用没药在葬礼的时候来涂抹 这个死者的尸体。
Jews too. In the burial, they also put myrrh on the corpse.
黄金跟乳香都 OK。
So it's okay to give gold and frankincense.
为什么要有没药呢？
Why did they give him myrrh?
要是你是玛利亚，你看到这第三个礼物，你会怎么想？
So if you were Mary, what are you going to think when you see myrrh?
还好玛利亚不是中国人。
And it's good that Maria was not Chinese.
她说不吉利啊，不吉利啊。
Oh, it's not auspicious.
但是他真的是为这个目的来的。
But Jesus really came for that purpose.
因为这位耶稣将来不久之后他就要用到这个末药。
Because not very long later, Jesus will need myrrh.
那其他几件事我很快讲一下，像在迦拿婚宴当中所发生的事情。
So I'm going to switch and talk about what happened in Cana in the wedding banquet.
在迦拿婚宴里面，玛利亚吩咐，然后耶稣就行了第一个神迹。
So in the banquet, Maria asked Jesus to do something, and Jesus did his first miracle.
这是一个只有神才可以做的事情。
A miracle only God can perform this miracle.
玛利亚看到了，记在心里。
And Maria saw it and treasured it in her heart and pondered.
他们在从埃及回来的路上。发觉耶稣不见了。
And another thing is when they went to the temple.
但是他们后来发觉到耶稣
and Jesus was lost.
他们后来发觉到耶稣居然在圣殿里面跟这些文士们在讲圣经。
And then they finally found Jesus was talking about the Bible with the other teachers, the rabbis, and talking about the Bible.
在混乱当中，玛利亚仍然记得这件事情是很特别的事情。
And within all these confusions and mess, and Maria remembered, and she treasured in her heart and pondered.
在当耶稣跟他的门徒们讲谁是他的母亲的时候，
and then Jesus talked to the others and told them who is his mother.
他的解释，他的这样子说，凡是爱他的人，跟随他的人。就是他的母亲。
And he said to the people who are listening that whoever listens to him, follows him, that's his mother.
这个母亲，真正他的肉身的母亲，常常在心里面记得这些事情。
And his father, his earthly mother, Maria, always remembers all these things.
玛利亚有另外一个特质。
And there was another thing about Maria.
她懂得怎么样把耶稣交托给上帝。
She knew how to dedicate Jesus to God.
有一个很特别的一个祝福。
And there was a very special blessing.
记载在路加福音二章三十四节。
And it was in Luke 2:34.
有一个人叫西面，他给他们祝福。
And there was a man called Simeon.
又对孩子的母亲
blessed Jesus.
玛利亚说，这个孩子贝利是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心里的意念显露出来，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。
And he told Mary his mother, this child is destined to cause the falling rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be spoken against, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce you.Your own soul too.
玛利亚她知道这位耶稣并不是一般人。
So Maria knew Jesus is not an ordinary person.
他也不是一般的小孩。
He's not an ordinary child.
他的出生老早就有一个被上帝所命定的一个使命在他身上。
So his birth, it was a destiny that is given by God on him.
虽然玛利亚对于耶稣非常关心。
Of course, Maria cares about Jesus a lot.
但她不会过分的干预小小的耶稣他的成长。
She wouldn't be a helicopter over Jesus.
这也是玛利亚她一生尊主伟大的一个具体的表现。
And this shows that Maria put God first.
既然耶稣他来有一个特别的使命。
And yes, Jesus came. There was a destiny.
当耶稣出去传道，开始要传道的时候，他是三十岁。
So when he came out and preached the gospel, and he dedicated himself to God.
玛利亚并没有说你不要出去啊，给我回来，在家里面做木匠。
But Maria didn't stop him. She didn't say, you know, don't go out, stay here, be a carpenter.
玛利亚就把他交给上帝，因为这是上帝的人。
So Maria dedicated him to God because she knew Jesus is God.
更别讲说在迦拿婚宴的时候，他看见耶稣行神迹。
And we just talked about when during the wedding banquet in Cana, she saw that Jesus performed a miracle.
他的第三个特质。
There was a special thing here.
玛利亚她是一个很谦卑的人。
And Maria is a very humble person.
在这里我要说的是，玛利亚是耶稣的母亲的这个身份。
So I want to say Maria, her identity is Jesus' mother.
她是耶稣的母亲。
She is Jesus' mother.
天使跟她讲说，她是救主耶稣的母亲。
And the angel said, she is the mother of the Savior, Jesus.
她是一个，玛利亚是一个蒙大恩的女子。
She is a blessed person.
圣灵要在她身上工作。
The Spirit is going to come upon her.
这样子一个女子，在各方面我们都可以说她是值得骄傲的。
So I would say, you know, for if we see it in our terms, this woman here, she should be proud of herself.
在迦拿婚宴的那段经文记载在马太福音十二章四十六到五十节。
So about the wedding banquet in Cana is in Matthew chapter 12.
好，我们来看啊，我很快的读一下。耶稣还对众人说话的时候，不料他的母亲和他的兄弟站在外面要与他说话。
Oh, while Jesus was still talking to the crowd, his mother and brother stood outside, wanted to speak to him.
有人告诉他说，看哪，你的母亲和你的兄弟站在外边要与你说话。他却回答那人说，谁是我的母亲，谁是我的兄弟弟兄。他就伸手指着门徒说，看哪，我的母亲，我的弟兄。凡遵行我天父旨意的人，就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
So his mother and brother wanted to speak to him. He replied to them, Who is my mother and who are my brothers? Pointing to his disciples, he said, Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brothers and sister and mother.
其实耶稣要说的是说，凡遵行我父亲旨意的人，就都是耶稣的亲密的家人。
So what Jesus was really saying was,Whoever does the will of God, that's in my family.
要是你对圣经稍微熟悉的话，这个前两章马太福音第十章三十七节。
So, if you look back to Matthew chapter 10, two chapters ago,
他说爱父母过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒；爱儿女过于爱我的，不配做我的门徒。
It says, anyone who loves his father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves his son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me.
玛利亚没有在这个时候摆出她母亲的威严跟架势，但是因为她因为知道说这个耶稣是上帝的儿子。
So Maria did not bring out her authority of being a mother, but she already knew Jesus is God's son.
当她认定了耶稣是神的儿子的时候，他必须要谦卑。
So when she confirmed that Jesus is God, then she became humble.
在天使对他，路加福音天使跟玛利亚呼召的时候这么说，天使对他说，玛利亚不要怕，你在神面前已经蒙恩了，你要怀孕生子，可以给他起名叫耶稣，他要为大，成为至高者的儿子，主上帝要把他主大卫的位给他，他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国也没有穷尽。
So when the angel came to her when she was pregnant, and the angel said to her, it was in Luke chapter 1, Do not be afraid, Mary, you have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High.The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end.
查完了，我们说让我们 玛利亚身上有什么我们可以学习的事情。
So what can we learn from Maria?
我们要学玛利亚很难啊。
It's difficult to learn from Maria.
耶稣只有一位，对不对？
Because there's only one Jesus.
我们没办法复制玛利亚从圣灵怀孕的事情。
And we can't really duplicate or do it again, you know, from for
但是我想玛利亚她的一生有很多事情是我们可以来学习的。
But still, there are a lot of things that we can learn from Maria.
玛利亚她尊主为大的这个态度。
Because Maria put God first. That's
以及她凡事在心里面反复思想的这样的一个习惯。
And also, she always treasures everything in her heart and pondered.
这是我们呢，不只是姊妹们，连弟兄们我们都该学习的。
And this is not only for sisters, but brothers too. We should learn from this.
尊主为大，就是以神的美意为最大。
Put God first. This is to put God's will first.
我们凡事要跟神配合。
And we have to work with God.
假如玛利亚她不愿意跟神配合。
So if she, Maria, did not want to work with God.
这是假设的前提，不值得讨论。
是。This is a hypothesis.
但是当神选召玛利亚的时候，玛利亚愿意跟上帝配合。
But really, when God chose Maria, Maria worked with God. She submitted to him.
很多时候我们不经意的，我们自己以为了不起的那个心态，就在我们心里面住了。
Sometimes, but we are proud. Sometimes we think we are somebody.
我们往往会觉得我们所选择的事情就是最好的。
Our choice is the best.
所以要是有别人委托我们要做什么事情，未必我们会马上答应，因为我们必须去斟酌哪些事情是最好的。
But if somebody asks us to do something, we have to consider maybe that thing is the better, maybe it's the best.
尊主为大的这个心态，往往可以帮助我们看到我们自己的缺点。
But if we put God first, a lot of times we will find our weaknesses.
所以弟兄姐妹，尊主为大是我们每一个人的一个基本的一个态度。
So put God first. That's what we should all do. That's our.
特别是在教会当中，你有负责什么样的事工？我们这些所谓领袖的人要特别留意，我们凡事是不是以上帝为我们的首位
？Particularly when we are here, we serve God. We head some ministries, the so-called leaders in the church, and we always have to consider: Are we putting God first?
我在想的时候，我觉得难怪上帝会选择玛利亚。
And sometimes I think no wonder God chose Maria.
这是一个几乎不可能的任务。
It is almost an impossible task.
但是之所以可能，是因为玛利亚她尊主为大。
But probably because Maria put God first.
她的第二个特性也很有意思。
And the second thing that Maria does, it's really interesting.
玛利亚常常把一些事情往心里面放。
Maria always look at something, observed, and then put it in her heart.
她常常在看上帝在她身边所发生的事情，在她耶稣的身上所发生的事情，她常常在看，而且往心里面流。
And she always observed what God is doing, what Jesus was doing, and then she treasured it in her heart, and she pondered.
神在我们的周遭，不管用人、事、物各种的方式，把一些事情显示给我们看的时候
，Sometimes God would make something happen around us. Certain people, certain things that happened around us.
我们需要在心里面常常把上帝的这些讯号、讯息放在心里面，能够来留下来。
And God is speaking to us. There are some certain messages God is speaking. We have to know and put it in our heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，不要凡事都赶时间，赶时间。
So don't rush all the time.
多留一点时间给你自己去思想，反复思想。
So spend some time so that you can ponder and treasure and think about things.
付上你祷告的代价。
So when you're praying,
有的时候这个事情需要等待，也不要急躁，你就等待。
So sometimes when you're praying and God says wait, then you wait.
在你灵修的时候，有一些的话语来感动了你。
And when you're reading, when you are doing your devotion, and there are certain things that moves you.
奉劝各位，我们把我们灵修所得 常常放在我们心里面反复思想。
And whatever you get is something that you get from your devotion. Put it in your heart, treasures it.
上帝在你的灵修当中跟你所说的，你就存在心里面，常常想。
When you are doing your devotion, God speaks to you, treasures it in your heart and ponders.
有的时候这件事情发生在弟兄姐妹的身上。
And sometimes something's happening to brother and sisters.
观察他们跟神之间的关系，放在心里面常常想。
Observe it. Look at them. Learn from them. What is happening between them and God? And learn from them.
玛利亚的态度是常常看耶稣的所行所言。
So Maria always observed what Jesus was doing, what he was saying.
她也常常想到耶稣是王啊。
And she always thought and considered Jesus is God.
她也是救世主。
He is the Savior.
她反复放在心里面常常这么想的时候，她跟神跟耶稣之间的关系就对了。
And she always put it in her heart and pondered. And that's a good, a right relations between she and God.
往往圣灵有机会介入我们的思考，而进而引导我们的行为。
A lot of times the Holy Spirit moves us and guides us and teaches us.
各位母亲们
，Mothers，
今天我们看到玛利亚的一生。
And today we learn from the life of Maria.
就像她的名字一样，常常是很苦的。
And it is just like her name.
很艰难。
Her life is full of pain, very difficult.
但她心里面仍然尊主为大。
But she put God first.
常常把主的话、主的指示放在心里面，反复思想。
And she always put the messages and the will of God in her heart and pondered and treasured.
我想尊主为大跟这个反复思想这两个态度是互为因果的，常常是互相一起工作的。
So these two things, treasuring and pondering her heart, and also put God first, it's one leads to another.
所以他一直到耶稣在钉十字架之后，之前，他还蒙了耶稣特别的安排，把这个约翰指示说：“约翰，这是你的妈妈。”
So in front of Jesus' cross, when Jesus was on the cross, and he made arrangement so that disciple John would talk in Maria and treat her as if it were his mother.
他并不是因为耶稣不在了，他就从此不幸福了。
And it's not like, so Jesus died, and therefore she is not going to believe in God.
记得上天使跟玛利亚说了一句话。
And remember, the angel told Maria something.
他说你是蒙大恩的女子。
And she said, you are a woman of great favor.
这是一个真正是一个蒙大恩的女子。
And she is a blessed woman.
我们去祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们玛利亚她的一生的故事。
And Jesus, we thank you for you because you gave us the story of Maria.
让我们都可以来学习玛利亚她一生尊主伟大。
So we learn from her how she put God first.
我们来学习常常把神的话语、神的感动放在我们心里面反复思想。
And we learn that how we can put your words, how your messages in our hearts and we ponder and treasure.
因为这两种的态度以至于玛利亚她可以在一生当中虽然非常的困苦还能够很平安的活过来。
So these two types of attitude, so in Maria's life, even though she had a hard life, a pained life, but she can live well.
我们今天把所有的母亲们交在你的手中。
And we submit to you all the mothers here.
主要我们相信所有的母亲们她们这一生在照顾孩子的时候都有困苦。
And we know all the mothers in here and during all their lives when they take care of children and they are pain. Sometimes it's pain.
主要我们就求你祝福这些母亲们她们所摆上的留你自己的祝福。
And please bless the mothers because they put down and submit.
当她们有困难的时候求你帮助她们能够常常思想反复的思想并且在她们生命当中能够尊主伟大。
So when they encounter difficulties, So please help them so they can treasure their thoughts and ponders so they can put God first.
主啊，谢谢你。
And we thank you, Lord.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 下一张slide.
Next slide.